Welcome to the Kira podcast. We're so blessed that you decided to join us today. We're just going to give you a quick little snippet of what this is, why it's a podcast, not a podcast, and what Kira even is. Man, we're a podcast that is curious about what differentiates great leaders. We know every great business, nonprofit, organization of any type, really anything worth leading has a key differentiator. Something that gives them a competitive advantage. So we want to ask great leaders of all kinds, whether it's a CEO or a school teacher, what their key differentiator is and what makes them worth following. And so we want to discover what is CURA? What is Kura? Josh, is it a four-letter word? Is it some sort of curse word?
Kura. Yeah, four Kura. Letters. C-U-R-A. Yep, Kura. So when we were dreaming about what we wanted to talk about, and we got to the heart of the heart of the heart, or it was about leadership and what do great leaders do? And there was a sense of care, there's a sense of curiosity. So I remember when we were looking into this, I found a quote, which I will read about understanding curiosity. It's worth noting that the Latin root word for curiosity meaning careful, diligent, inquiring eagerly, is cousin to the Latin root word cura, meaning to care. To be curious is to be in an attentive and concerned relationship with others and with the world around us. It requires that we pause in our desires to act, to move on. Rather, instead, we give ourselves over to listening and asking questions, to noticing and exploring. In pausing, we create space for wonder and growth. And I remember finding that and sharing it with you guys. And I was like, this feels like the heart of what we're trying to do in careful consideration, relationship, and staying curious. That's it. Wait. That's Kira.
Oh, listen, will you say it again? What is that?
You weren't listening while he was talking about listening?
Hey. Gotta pause.
I got you.
I see you. Dial up curiosity. Yeah. Joseph, I don't know if people are listening for the first time, too. They may not know who we are, or those might be the only people listening or those people that know who we are. But
I know who you guys are.
Joseph, probably noticed we all have the same last name, but the pie cast, we're the pies. But Joseph is my beloved son, growing his starter kit, man beard. Turn sideways, Joseph, so you can see it's not just a little mustache. Oh, yeah, look at that thing.
In the lighting, I got a beard that you got to catch it in the right lighting. I'm still on state. You guys are expert level, so I'm on
beginner. Your
mom's
lighter coloring. Yep, that's totally fair. But since the time Joseph was a kid, he's been curious about leadership, born with an iPad in his hand, loving Steve Jobs and entrepreneurs, and dialing up his own curiosity toward leaders. My brother Joshua, who I've known since his birth, I'm the older of the two brothers based on the gray hair and my beard, but we've just collaborated since we were kids too, on just what do leaders do, looking for that, wanting it to inspire that in the people around us, our own kids, family, community. And I have the privilege for the last two decades working as a leadership consultant coach to come alongside leaders, some who I think are phenomenal, many who want to continue to get better, some who are in a position just because their title says leader, but there's nothing about the style of leadership that others want to follow. And so oftentimes I'll encourage people when they're leading others to dial up their curiosity to very simply the three core qualities leaders do, where they listen, they love, and they lead. So leaders listen, leaders love, leaders lead. And it starts with listening. So that's where we want to bring on some guests, hear from them. How'd you say, Joseph, from school teachers to CEOs or all of the above, all the in-betweens? Yeah. So
leaders that we believe are worth following. And so we're incredibly excited to have you join us. We'll be having great leaders on to talk about what their key differentiator is and what makes them a great leader. That's what we're curious about here. So check our other episodes, and we look forward to getting to know you more.